Jordan Howard got unnecessarily vultured by Jeremy Langford, so that was frustrating.
I don't think that was the first time recently.
It was
either.
Not.
Yeah.
No, it was not.
That John Fox is not a fantasy guy.
No, John Fox hates fantasy football. Next year, Corey, instead of looking at Colin Kaepernick, I'll ask you a Jordan Howard question.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick's going to finish at the quarterback one.
What the hell did that come from?
I'm just looking at it and I'm thinking to myself,
what
I'm
did
sorry.
Did you finish on average points?
He played 10 games. That's why.
Jordan Howard.
21.
Jordan Howard. Next year, sophomore slump or sophomore jump?
Sophomore jump.
You're in Army.
Really? I'm in. Yeah, I'm in. I like the way the kid ran this year.
That's where I was getting to, Tom.
I'm entrenched by this because I just don't believe in the Bears' offense and I don't believe in the Bears' scheme, but I think the kid can play. That's why I'm wondering. Yeah.
So, Corey, where are you picking him?
I mean, he continued to get the workload even when they were playing from behind most of the season and the rest of the offense around him was falling apart. He caught 29 passes this year. He really didn't really get rolling until weeks 3-4.
That's before he was a starter, yet.
Yeah, because that's until when he got rolling. I think that he is a second, third round running back.
All right. So then, with that being said, because that's exactly the answer I thought you would give me, Jordan Howard.
So more third.
So that'll answer my question. Jordan Howard or Jay Ajayi?
I think you go with Jai.
Scott?
I'm going to lean Ajayi slightly.
Tony!
Ajayi. That offensive line in Miami with Tunsil and a couple of those guys is a lot better when it's healthy.
I also trust Adam Gase more. You know, I think Adam Gase built around this. Going to build around this guy.
Yeah, he found his guy,
Fox. If he's still there. I'm with you. Give me Jay Ajayi in this one. Jordan Howard or Carlos Hyde, Scott?
Man, I like the way Hyde runs, but he's prone to getting hurt.
Sure is.
Right now, I'm going to slightly lean Howard.
Tony?
I'm going to go Howard. If Chip Kelly was back,
okay,
I would go Carlos Hyde.
Okay. Corey?
Howard.
Okay. Jordan Howard or Melvin Gordon?
Gordon.
Tony?
Yeah.
No question Gordon. There? Okay. And Corey?
Yeah, I got it.
The offense is so much better.
Melvin Gordon or Jay Ajayi?
Gordon.
Gordon, you like Gordon. Okay. Yeah.
Same here.
Corey? Gordon. All right, there you go. There you go. There you have it. Those are the couple I had set for you. I thought those were good ones.
Melvin Gordon, Devonta Freeman.
Gordon.
Gordon, says Scotty.
Why, Scott?
Why, Devonta?
Such a consistent TD producer.
So is Devontae.
Who is? He got zero touchdowns in 2015.
How many did he get this year? I'm not talking about 2015.
Well, you said consistency. Where's the consistency?
All this year.
Well, how did Devonta Freeman do?
Scored
Devonta
Freeman's
got Coleman there, though. I feel like Gordon's like the only guy to score touchdowns there.
If Danny,
close for me, though.
If Danny Woodhead returns to San Diego next
Danny
year.
Danny Woodhead will be hurt. If he does return, he'll be hurt.
He's not going to vulture.
No, he's not going to vulture him, but he's not going to get the market share.
I can see the compliment. No, he's going to get the market share of the scores, though.
I take Freeman over Gordon. Both are second-round guys.
Too.
I take
very
Freeman
close
over
me.
Gordon.
I'm leading Gordon.
I
right
lead
now.
Freeman also, but I think it's very close.
No, I agree. Yeah. It's very close. Both are second-round.
Well, that's why you asked it, obviously. Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is you're going to need Kyle Shanahan back as the offensive
coordinator. Yes, absolutely.
Or you don't know how that backfield.
Absolutely right.
That makes sense.
Absolutely right.